Best Way to Potty Train a Puppy by WatsonDogProducts.com. If you're thinking of getting a puppy, then you need to learn about potty training. This is an important skill that your puppy will need to learn. If you don't potty train your puppy, then he or she will most likely start using the floor as their toilet. This is not only bad for your dog's health, but it's also embarrassing and frustrating. Here are some tips on how to potty train a puppy. By the end of the week, your puppy will be potty trained and feel comfortable in its new home. What is the best age to start potty training a puppy? Train your puppy at the perfect age to ensure success. Begin potty training them between 8 weeks old and 12 to 16 weeks old, when they're more likely to have control over their bladder and bowel movements. If you start training an older dog, be prepared for it to take longer. Puppy potty training schedule. How to potty train a puppy in 7 steps. To potty train your puppy, you will need to start by teaching them where to pee and poo. This can be done in stages, depending on how old your puppy is when you begin. Step 1. Establish a routine. Try to follow a routine when it comes to potty training your puppy. Start by letting them out at the same time each day, and then gradually increase the time they are allowed to go. It's important to stick with this routine so that your dog's body adjusts and knows what is expected of them. Additionally, try not to let them out in different places all the time. This will help their toileting habits become more consistent. There's no need to be embarrassed when it comes to going to the bathroom. Puppies go through similar phases and will all need to use the bathroom at some point. Start by doing your best to schedule regular potty breaks during regular intervals throughout the day. Step 2. Early morning. Wake up early each morning to take your puppy for a walk. Make sure to set your alarm so you have plenty of time to get out the door and go on your walk. If you have a small dog, you can probably carry him outside without having any problems. However, if you have a larger puppy, clipping his leash on and going outside is the best way to go about it. Walking around in different areas will help create multiple scent trails that your pup will be more likely to follow when he needs to go potty. Step 3. Follow a regular mealtime. On the first step of potty training your puppy, make sure to establish a regular feeding and drinking schedule. Consistency is key in this process, so avoid giving your puppy food or water between meals. Feed your pup 3 to 4 small meals per day and let them drink as much water as they want. Allow them to have plenty of freedom during their toileting sessions too. New puppies need time to learn how to go when they're peeing and pooping. Step 4. Find a toilet spot outside. Make sure you take your puppy on a leash to the designated spot every time they need to relieve themselves. Once they are there, use a word or phrase such as "go potty" that you can use to remind them what to do next. This will help them stay healthy and happy while they eliminate. If your puppy is having trouble following the potty training schedule, take them out every hour until you get a sense of how long they can go without needing to use the bathroom. This will help you find the right times for them to use the potty and avoid any accidents. Step 5. After each meal. After a meal, your dog's digestive system will work efficiently to process food and drink. Dog trainers recommend following a consistent feeding schedule and taking your pup outside after meals for a short period of time. Puppies of all sizes need to go outside after eating 3 to 4 times per day. Remember to account for potty breaks accordingly. Before leaving your home, make sure to take your puppy out to the potty. This will help prevent accidents and will also teach your pup basic bladder control. Once you're ready to leave, be sure to put your puppy in his crate and line it with pee pads or newspaper so that any messes he makes are easily cleaned up when you get home. Step 6. After a nap and playtime. Puppies spend a lot of their time sleeping, but they also need to go outside to use the bathroom and play. So give your puppy a nap and then take him outside for a potty break. Playing together will speed up his digestion, which means he'll need to go outside eventually after your fun date. Be sure to do it right before bed so you can get a good night's rest too. Step 7. Reward your puppy. To help your puppy succeed with potty training, rewarding them for good behavior is key. Once they go outside to do their business, give them a reward such as a treat, a petting session, or a walk around the block. Before rewarding your dog, be sure they are finished working. Puppies are easily distracted and may not remember to finish if you praise them too soon. Let them know you're happy they're completing their task, but wait until they've completed it before giving them a treat or toy. How to potty train a puppy on pads. There are several good reasons to use potty pads when training your pet puppy. For one, a puppy's bladder is still developing, so accidents can happen. Additionally, small breed dogs and puppies often have difficulty using regular indoor toilets. Finally, living in an apartment or house with limited space can make potty training difficult or impossible. If you're intending to teach your pup to go on pads exclusively from the start, there are a few things you'll need in addition to the pads themselves: a confined area, preferably over hard flooring or inside a bathroom, plenty of patience. And lastly, just like with anything else your pet does for toileting purposes, positive reinforcement is key, either verbal praise or treats. How to potty train a puppy with crate. Potty training your puppy can be a lot easier with the help of a crate. It provides him with a safe and comfortable place to go, which will help prevent accidents. And even if he does have an accident, it's usually nothing major. Just make sure you clean the crate regularly so that your puppy doesn't get used to having dirt and soil around him all the time. Check that the crate is large enough for your pup to stand, turn around, and lie down comfortably, and make sure it has plenty of fresh water available. It may take your pup up to 8 months or 1 year to be able to stay in the crate all day long, but with consistent training and care, he will eventually learn how to hold it. How long does it take to potty train a puppy? It usually takes around 4 to 6 months for a puppy to complete potty training. All you need is consistency, tolerance, and positive reinforcement, and of course your adorable little pup. With these things in mind, be patient and let your pup know that going potty outside is a good thing. Soon they will be doing it on their own without ever having to ask you. Starting potty training your puppy can be a challenge, but with a little planning and some helpful advice from experts, you can get the job done quickly. Follow a schedule and keep your home clean after accidents to avoid having to punish your pup constantly. If you still have problems, ask your vet about possible solutions. They may recommend specific potty training methods or give you advice on how to make things easier for both of you.